This is part two of the Limp Mansion. In November 1904, William Limp Jr. took over the president of the William J. Limp Bureau Company, inheriting his family business. Vast fortune, he and his wife, Lillian, began to spread the inheritance, filling the house with servants and pairs. Spent huge amounts of carriage and clothing in art. Lillian was a beautiful who came from wealthy family herself. She and William Limp Jr. had married in 1899, and William Limp Jr. was born in September 26, 1900. Before long, Lillian became known as the Lavender Lady because of her fondness of the color, in addition to ever leather. And she went so far as her carriage, horses, and harnesses. Died living in the beginning, where enjoyed the show of the trophy wife. But Will was a player born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was used to doing and acting as he pleased. When William began to tire of his beautiful wife, he demanded that she spend her time shopping. Her $1,000 a day he gave her on an ultimatum that if she didn't spend, she would get no more. In the meantime, William was busy running the bureau during the day and pursuing all the manner of activities during the night. Holding the lavish parties in cave began low, below the mansion. He would bring in the numerous prostitutes for the entertainment of his friends, enjoying the swimming pool, the bowling alley, and the four-floor beer. His friends who attended these lavish events were known to enjoy the high time on earth below. Williams caught up with him, and when he served a son with a woman that his wife. Today, there's no official documentation that the boy exists. However, that the rumors that this boy was hidden in the mansion attic in his entire life and being preventing others years ago. According to St. Louis History, Joe Gimmons interviewed a former nanny and who worked at the mansion for a long time before the boy did exist and was the house in the attic quarters of two also houses service room spawned from Williams with either one of the many prostitutes or mansion servants. The boy was born with a Down syndrome, a total embarrassment to the family. The boy was hidden away from the world in order to the limp shame. Known today as Monkey Face Boy, this unfortunately soul continues to show his presence at the Limp Mansion. Finally, William Jr., tired of his trophy wife and filed a divorce in 1908. Why she didn't take the step with all his going-ons and could be nothing more than sign of times that court proceedings surrounding the divorce began. Major St. Louis, a scandal with all the St. Louis newspaper devoting front page coverage in the affair. The trial opened in February 1909 to the crowds that flocked to the courthouse. Each day, the witness drama of tales of violence and darkness. Virtually ignored Williams' decadent activities, which also custody of Williams the third, because of the photography, was presented at the trial and showed that smoking a cigarette. And at the end, she retained custody of all of their son. But so entire from the scene, so entire from the public eye, the only time that she was ever wearing anything other than Lavender, she was in the final day of the divorce proceedings. She appeared entirely into a black Ford judge, which divorced Williams' trouble had only just begun. In 1906, nine of the large bureaus in St. Louis area had combined a form of independent bureaus company, creating fierce competition at the Lent Bureau had never faced in years. Williams' mother died by cancer on April 16th.